Alright everyone, buckle up. This is Riley Hart here, your daily dose of reality and motivation served with a side of laughter. Today's topic? Self-care. Yeah, I know, sounds a little cliche, right? But stick with me because we're not talking about bubble baths and cucumber water, although those have their place. We're diving deep into what true self-care looks like in the trenches of everyday life. The kind that fuels your spirit, boosts your energy, and helps you actually thrive. Because let's be real, surviving is just the bare minimum, right? Think about it. How many times have you felt that creeping sense of burnout, like a battery perpetually running low? Ever find yourself saying, yes, to everything, leaving your own needs on the back burner? You know that feeling when you hit the wall and realize you haven't had a genuine moment to recharge? Yeah, that's what we're tackling today. Because taking care of yourself isn't selfish, it's an essential investment in your well-being. So, what are some practical ways to ditch survival mode and activate thrive mode? Here are 5 key takeaways to remember. First, define self-care on your terms. It's not a one-size-fits-all deal. Some people find solace in yoga and meditation, while others crave adventure and spontaneity. Maybe it's reading a good book, taking a long walk in nature, or simply having a guilt-free night in with your favorite movie marathon. The key is to identify what truly replenishes you and makes you feel alive. Forget the pressure of conforming to societal expectations. This is about you and your needs. Next, schedule self-care into your week. Treat it like any other important appointment, a non-negotiable block of time dedicated to your well-being. It could be 30 minutes in the morning for journaling and meditation, an hour on Saturday afternoon for exploring that new hiking trail, or a whole evening dedicated to catching up with friends. The point is, make it intentional. Third, learn to say no. This one's tough, but so important. You can't pour from an empty cup. Overcommitting yourself leads to burnout and resentment. It's okay to decline requests that drain your energy or don't align with your priorities. Trust me, saying no sometimes is the ultimate act of self-love. Fourth, cultivate mindfulness. This doesn't mean sitting cross-legged chanting in a Himalayan cave, although that sounds nice. It's about being present in the moment, savoring small joys, and paying attention to your thoughts and feelings without judgment. Take a few deep breaths throughout your day, notice the warmth of the sun on your skin, or simply appreciate a delicious meal. These little moments can make a world of difference. Finally, be kind to yourself. Life is messy, unpredictable, and often throws curveballs our way. Forgive yourself for mistakes, celebrate your wins, and remember that you are worthy of love and compassion. Practice self-compassion as regularly as you brush your teeth. It's a daily ritual that nourishes your soul. Think about Sarah. She's a busy mom juggling work, kids, and household chores. Feeling overwhelmed, she found herself constantly saying, yes, to everything, neglecting her own needs. But then Sarah realized something. She couldn't pour from an empty cup. So, she started scheduling 30-minute walks every morning before the chaos began, even if it meant waking up a little earlier. She also learned to say no to extra commitments and embraced quiet moments of meditation throughout the day. Now Sarah feels more energized, focused, and present with her family. Remember, self-care isn't a luxury, it's a necessity for living a fulfilling life. Make it a priority, experiment with different practices, and find what truly resonates with you. You deserve to feel your best, inside and out. So there you have it, 5 key takeaways to help you ditch survival mode and activate thrive mode. Embrace self-care as an essential part of your life, and watch yourself bloom. Now go out there and make today amazing. Want to share your own self-care tips or stories? Head over to our social media pages and let's keep the conversation going. And don't forget to subscribe for more daily doses of inspiration and motivation. Until next time, remember, you are capable of incredible things.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.